regarding the fact that we had a misunderstanding regarding the status of the courtroom, that we will proceed on a all of the proceedings in the case of the trial is proceeding under the regency. Could we, my associate, Ms. Roberts, spoke to the clerk of this court in San Francisco and was advised that all matters of the court was in this first amendment is under seal or treated under seal. And I will be serving 5 minutes to come back from about. As you're aware, I represent former Governor Tom Sommer, who has filed motions to quash this case on the grounds that this is weakening the space of this particular grand jury subpoena by way of his due process and we have also relied on Rule 17, Your Honor, although Judge Hernandez in the lower court constricted Mr. Solon to be a 1 minute count.
That's why I was asking that. In the course of your argument, could you address why I have advised on this subject for the lower for the Fourth Amendment, where the Fourth Amendment, where the lead cert would be and also address our point
I believe this is completely inapplicable to the circumstances of this case. In Enterprise, what happened is the court, the U.S. Supreme Court, was asked to review whether or not the Fourth Circuit had properly applied the U.S. versus Nixon standard to the motion to quash the And what the U.S. Supreme Court was very careful to do in its opinion is that basically under the circumstances of that case where relevance was sought, the burden would be on the party moving to quash to prove that no relevant evidence would be pursued to that subpoena. But it also clearly enunciated before reaching the closing the California statute and said that that was not applicable, it was not an issue in that case. And what was significant in the Enterprise case is the U.S. Supreme Court also referenced the early trial record where the trial judge said, this is a very plain, ordinary subpoena. What we're talking about right here is a regular subpoena for business records. So in that circumstance where the proponent of the motion to quash just says, this is not relevant, the deference given to the grand jury process is strong. And then the requirement is to know that there's no possibility for relevance.
I have a question. Thank you.
the email has been itself as a category in his application, whether or not some of the emails in that particular category are in fact public records. Those public records would in fact be turned over regardless of the subpoena. But the subpoena does not give them the right to run them through the private email category of all of his proprietary emails to look for the cover documents or the small segment of documents that are not public records. First of all, what was being asked was to join together all of the responsive information and turn it over to the government. And the court said that was not a search. That was not an illegal search. But the court went on to say that if DAS was in fact required to go through these private emails, the court would not find that a Fourth Amendment violation. And the reason why these supplemental documents are important is they establish agreements. They establish that there's no controversy, that these were in fact never intended to be archived by the state. Number two, that they are his personal emails. And number three, that the state of Oregon is in fact not reviewing. And that which I believe is very important to the court's finding of the hearing. I should already say that. Right now, the state of Oregon is simply holding the 100th meridian account. It is not going through those emails to the person of the state. They're not going to look for any proofs. They're not going through reattached to you the work of the state. In general, what's happening is that the state of Oregon is committing to all of these options to find the areas of their connection. There's been absolutely no connection. I think the energy is the state calls for the authority to the only official position that the states take on these documents is the Oracle litigation to the best that we provide. What they have said is it was inadvertent that we had them. The governor, former governor, asserts a privilege, and we're not going to go through them. Your Honor, if you want us to go through them, you're going to have to solve this. I don't think the record shows this, but we filed a motion to quash. Everyone knew we filed a motion to quash. And I believe that because it was in your domain, it was public knowledge, the state is waived. I cannot, and I am not clinging to what arrangements the states worked out regarding other documents. I'd like to go back to some of the questions that you posted, and that is, why is it not governed by enterprise and then with an interest form? This is form. And form was decided after enterprise, and it doesn't even refer to enterprise, because this circuit noted by this kind of startup absence of any referrals to enterprise. The enterprise does not govern this situation. The issue, the reason why Horn is not a Fourth Amendment case is that the parties did not raise the Fourth Amendment. information provided to the Ethics Commission is personal, not public. The office of the governor cannot be held in violation of any ethics rules, and so it's clear that the advice that she's given runs deep, and it's exactly like your hypothetical question. Thank you. I'm going to ask you that for my assignment. Thanks, Your Honor.
Thank you.
Correct. This can call enterprises. We can continue. This is not unusual. I mean, we will oftentimes issue grand jury subpoenas for several banks. We also for 3 or 4 years with the records, but we only really want a small subset of them. So I think we issue to the banks to do that much.
Everything that happened in the government and in the state government system, that the governor was involved in, or was the back of the governor for how many years?
4 years.
The most process the government has been. If something comes to a bank, what's the process by which the depositor gets the purchase in which you know that the state of what the bank is going to be paid?
To bring out the information relevant to the grand jury's investigation. If the our position is actually going
to be a great relationship. She had two ventures in her process. One, that there was a judgment of justice that would allow things that were cleared from the government's perspective. But the other is the government or organization that were not permitted to enforce the judgment. The jury would have been interested in some of the jury before it was used to try and pursue the need to quash or exclude that one. So those were the strengths. We understand that they want this work incorporated and considered a particular dangerous study by speeding for documents under two structural material. And they spend time for that privilege while a woman so you must prefer not to talk to that.
It's not legally required. We serve as the people in this office on this insertion before it's taken our leave. But we serve as the PR, a third party, seeking public records under state records law.
Yeah, this private communications public records.
We turn them over to the state.
Even if it was in work, in other words, the law intended to.
The problem there is that. So we have the definition of public record, which Oregon covers under Chapter 192 of the Oregon Statute. And so you have to relate to public records, as I understand it. You are not SFGA. So do they have lots of documents about records? That's all I have. There's no interesting medicines process. Your ultimate decision is whether or not it's and whether or not filed a false amendment because the grand jury proceeding is set in session. Essentially, yes. To the extent that he's had credit, there's no mediation to our meeting with regard to filing public or with regard to any subject matter. Well, Judge Fernandez made a determination that the views on relevant documents to the grand jury was first, and then also sought withdrawal of documents to the grand jury. Well, that isn't described in the grand jury. So, that wouldn't be simply actually that the point you're going to collect is going to be both relevant and irrelevant, both public and private. And that's what we should not put on the same list of grand jury as that thing. But nothing else matters to me that any of my students, that everybody in your office, at least, and the grand jury, can look at all of this and look at all of it. I don't think the grand jury would allow anyone in our office to review the CFS before the case.
No, or no, you can get material for something else. You can do it.
Yeah. I think it's in our office where
we don't have any necessity to it. I mean, you just might as well try to switch. But when it comes to what the requirements are,
we all have some comply with rules. So that means that the lawyers in the office are not waiting for the case, they're not going to be reviewing this material.
Even while we're in the case.
Is it your position to turn any way on the manner in which you must require it? Mine is just less consistent. Third party division required all of these emails and some of this media. And you found out that there's something that's there. Is it the same as yourself? It doesn't matter who you draw for us, the listener is not. It's actually in this case service because it's the context. We all know that. You know, maybe somewhere in that, if you develop a configuration that you would just be more careful.
if it goes to the reasonable expectations of the client in their attempt to be able to secure legal advice, and whether it's something that the lawyer would know that the client is in fact relying upon. We addressed this in our brief, but I don't think it answers the question, because as this court has said, the importance of the attorney-client relationship is that it encourages the public interest of the attorney to defend the institution.
So what does this urge the overbreadth argument
only applies to that narrow category called legal theory. If the state wants to argue over breath, they can do that and ask for what the reason is, because all that's a trick on the other side of all of this. What's the worst? We won't talk to you about that. Don't talk about it. But the most interesting in the government's argument to you is that things happen off that there's the penal zone seeking public records. And that is absolutely not the case. To the extent that the press has changed its theory, that is the most public record of some kind. Some may be. But that doesn't change the nature of the email account. You're not interested in the federal government, but you see that's what you're talking about. But isn't that carefully tailored subpoena that's not only relevant materials? Then they could look at the material and they'd have a just a lot of things in front of them. We believe we are the only parties who should review the central authority account. And that's because unlike cases where you cannot bring a motion to suppress, this is a future illegal search that would happen if the government reviewed under its meridian of the state need and point to a record in the corporate context that you are analogizing it to. We could respond to a carefully crafted subpoena. And we've been devoted to turn the materials up. We just thank you very much. Thank you, Council.
All right.